Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodhi, and I am your host, and welcome to day two of our CES coverage. Today is January 6th, and we have a very short show for you today. I promised that it would be much shorter than yesterday, and I'm going to come through on that promise. In an effort to save you as much time as possible, let's start the news here. Mobileye, a company that once supplied Tesla with their autonomous driving technology and is now owned by Intel, announced their IQ Ultra chip. Now, it's not I, the letter I, and then Q. It's E-Y-E-Q, Mobileye IQ Ultra, spelled normal. Anyway, Mobileye is calling it the industry's leanest autonomous vehicle chip. And Mobileye is also claiming that the IQ Ultra will enable level 4 autonomy, which is a big claim. In addition to the IQ Ultra, this system will also be made up of cameras, radar, and LiDAR, as well as a bunch of other sensors and stuff that make up an autonomous car. I don't know how autonomous cars work, so I'm guessing there's sensors and other stuff in there. I'm a big proponent of companies using different tactics to try and achieve the same goal. Like, I think that it's awesome that Tesla is just going to use the cameras, Tesla Vision, that's it. But I want other companies to try different things. So I'm really excited that Mobileye is incorporating the radar and the LiDAR into their system, because who knows, that might actually be what gets them to level 4, and maybe Tesla will take a little bit longer, or maybe it'll just blow up in Mobileye's face and cost a bunch of money. We don't know, but I want these companies to go out there and try new technologies and different approaches so that eventually we will land on a level of 5 autonomy and I could, you know, take a nap while I'm driving to Vegas or whatever. Now, this chip isn't coming out anytime soon. It should reach production by 2025. Mobileye did this big presentation at CES, and I toyed with cutting up the presentation for this show, but we're still like 3 years away, and a lot of stuff can change in 3 years. So I decided not to, but we're going to keep an eye on it for sure. VW announced today that they will unveil the ID Buzz on March 9th, 2022. If you don't know, the ID Buzz is the modern take on the VW microbus from the 50s and 60s. I am so excited about this. I've mentioned this before on the show, but when I was in high school, my buddy Jamie's mom bought him a microbus because it was so slow. She figured it would be safe. And turns out it was slow, but we did a lot of stupid things in that microbus. And I have a lot of fond memories of riding around in it. Anyway, that's a discussion for a different time. VW didn't give us a lot of details on what they were going to announce and specifics about the ID Buzz, but that makes sense because why would you give us a bunch of information 2 months before your big reveal? It just doesn't make a lot of sense. But I can tell you this, that we are definitely going to cover it on this show. We just need to wait 2 more months, March 9th. Let's get to the Tesla news. Tesla Giga Nevada will start incorporating recycled battery components from Redwood Materials. Redwood Materials is a battery recycling company founded by J.B. Straubel, Tesla's former CTO. Now, Panasonic is going to be using recycled copper foils from Redwood Materials. And a copper foil is used on the anode side of the battery or the negative side of the battery. It's typically coated with graphite, and it allows current to flow while still dissipating heat. Now, please don't ask me any follow-up questions on copper foils because I won't be able to answer them. Thank you. Let's move on to gigafactories. It seems like Giga Texas and Giga Berlin are close to officially starting production. Giga Berlin has been doing some test production. They have at least 33 Model Ys, but it's probably closer to 50, but there's 33 sitting in the parking lot at Giga Berlin. Solar panels are also being installed at Giga Texas. Based on the speculation that I'm reading, because all this is speculation, Tesla's just waiting on the official approval from the respective local governments, and then they're free to start production. And since we're speculating, Tesla has updated their owner's manual for the Model 3 and the Model Y, and the document now shows references to ventilated seats. Now, cue the angel singing here, because I want this to be true. Please let this be true. I would love ventilated seats. It gets so hot here in the summertime that there are times when the air conditioner in my car cannot keep up because it is so hot. The sun is so brutal during certain parts of the day. And, you know, a Tesla has windows up above, and it's just, there's just a lot of avenues for sunlight to beat down on me and be oppressive in this heat. So please let this be true. I've ridden in friends' cars that have cooled seats, ventilated seats, and it is amazing. Please let this be true. All right, here's our final story. Tesla had record sales in the UK in 2021. Tesla garnered 10% of the EV market share. They went from 6.6 to 11.6. They sold a total of 34,783 Model 3s, and the Model Y is set to arrive in 2022. All right. At the beginning of the show, I promised you a short show, and I delivered. This is a very short show, and I expect that tomorrow will also be a short show, but that kind of depends on what is announced tomorrow. But it's the last day of CES, so I can't imagine much is going to be announced on the last day of the conference. If you want to email me, you can email me, Bodhi, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com. You can support the show by going to patreon.com/kilowatt. And you can find me on Twitter at 918digital. And yeah, that is it. Hope everyone has a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.